Chemicals and Explosives Group AECI released its interim results today, delivering a 14% rise in revenue. This was underpinned by contributions for the full period from the acquisitions finalized in 2018, but costly restructuring projects in its mining and water divisions have weighed on its earnings, and that's resulted in a 20% fall in headline earnings per share. Joining me in studio now to get into the detail of those numbers is the company's CEO, Mark Deiter. Thanks so much, Mark, for joining us in studio this evening. So despite top-line growth, we've seen profits and earnings coming under pressure, and that following, as I say, your restructuring process, which you've labelled a strategic realignment project. Where exactly are you in that process right now? Is everything done and dusted?
Yeah, and I think we've been quite prudent. We've taken all the costs in the first half of this year, and 104 million goes into the explosives side of our business, and the balance obviously in our water treatment. Strategic realignment, it's all around on the explosive side, our local deep level underground mining. The detonators have reduced markedly over the number of years, you know, as shafts have closed. Mm-hmm. So it's forced us to relook at our business, realign it. We've had to take costs out. We've had to look at the business model going forward. And, you know, what we have given commitment to shareholders that this amount, this money that we've actually paid now in terms of reducing cost and realigning, that we will make it up in the second half of this year.
How much have you had to shrink?
Yeah, well, we've had to shrink, obviously, in terms of people. We actually have, unfortunately, had to take some people out of the process. But we've also had to look at the quality of some of the customers. And some areas, we've said, in terms of product lines, we can no longer manufacture these locally and be profitable. And in some areas where we've been buying in products, we've taken the decision we're going to manufacture them. So it's been a whole change in strategy in terms of product management, but also in terms of services that we're offering the front end. On our water treatment business, we believe there's great opportunity in drinking and wastewater. Mm-hmm. So we've actually changed the focus of that business. And we've cut back on smaller manufacturing customers where we can, and we've refocused all of those resources on wastewater, drinking water, not just in South Africa, but also in Africa.
We talk about shrinkage, we talk about cutting back, but the conditions you're facing locally standing in stark contrast to what you're actually experiencing on the global front. So how much of a buffer is the global arena providing for you right now?
Yeah, and it's a very good question. 42% of our revenue is now outside of South Africa on an international arena. We've purposely grown that over the number of years, either by putting in capital into countries in terms of building plants. We also looked at acquisitions. We bought a German manufacturing plant in Germany, mm-hmm, called Schirm. And so that is bolstering up our sort of harder currency earnings. So purposely so. Conditions in South Africa, very strained, very difficult. Mining, we saw reduced volumes in the first 6 months of this year on the back of strike action, reduced volumes at the likes of the iron ore and coal.
Yeah.
Hopefully going to see some of that coming back, but underground mining or deep level underground mining is actually going to be under a lot of pressure going forward. Mm-hmm. So I think, the balance of our business is really looking at manufacturing and the manufacturing sector. And that has gone nowhere. I think it's first 6 months, we've never seen the conditions out there that we've seen. We've seen customer closures and we've seen cutbacks from our customers, which is affecting the pull from us.
Does that see you then grow that international exposure even more significantly? What are your targets from that 42% revenue contribution right now?
Yeah, and I think strategically we've said a couple of years ago that we want to grow that to 50%. And I think we're growing that pretty fast. So in 18 months or so, I think we'll be there. I still think South Africa, there's certain markets and opportunities. I think when infrastructure spend does come back, mm-hmm, we're well placed to take care of in terms of roads and infrastructure. But I also think in the water and obviously in agriculture, there's great opportunities, not for South Africa, but for the sub-Saharan Africa as well.
So when it comes to turning your earnings picture around, how soon do we see you back in the green?
Yeah, well, in terms of earnings, if you look at the savings that we're going to get from the strategic restructuring, by the end of this year, it'll be neutral. So we'll claw back all the 156 million. And hopefully next year, we've earmarked to bring 300 million back.
Well, let's leave it there. Mark, yeah. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, that's the CEO of AECI, Mark Deiter.